Just relax. Lay down on your back, stretching your legs all the way out. Resting your arms by your side and stretching them all the way out. Take a nice deep breath, holding it a moment, and then just exhale naturally, letting your body relax. You're so tense. Relax now as you feel that tension just ebbing away.
Listen and obey.
It's very important that you not only listen to my voice, but also follow my instructions. Just imagine your back is very sore and tense. That's what your tension is like. It's just like a wrenched back, where if you start moving too quickly, all it does is make you more tense. So just close your eyes and relax. And when you do, that tension, that stiffness, that achiness just goes away.
I've got you.
Of course, we'll have to put you down into a deep sleep to keep you still, to keep you relaxed, to keep you from tensing up. I see you and I know exactly how you fidget, how you get a little tense despite trying to relax. Why, when people hurt their backs, sometimes you have to make them sleep, force them to sleep for their own good, so that they won't hurt themselves, so that they won't tense up. So in much the same way, I'm going to just put you to sleep. Remove that ability to struggle against the tension.
You will obey.
It's what you want, and it's what you need. It's very important you do as you're told, so that you can relax.
Relax.
Let go completely. Slip down into sleep.
Sleep.
Eyes so heavy, body so heavy, tired, sleepy. Generally, a patient who is unable to voluntarily open their eyes is considered to be not just deeply asleep, but comatose. Comas serve a very important purpose. It's a wonderful response to allow the body to pause and heal. Slipping down deeper into sleep will allow that tension to slip away. Allow your back to relax, to be healed.
Sleep.
Of course, sometimes when you're in a medically induced coma, the eyes won't stay shut. They'll be slightly open, so I'm just going to place a piece of tape over each eye, keeping them shut. Feels a little heavy, but not at all uncomfortable. Relax. Easy to lose track of where you are, what day it is. It's okay. I know it's all very confusing, and we don't even know how much or how little you can hear. When you're deeply asleep like this. But it's for your own good. You can't wake up now, even if you wanted to. We have to keep you asleep, but just for a little bit. Don't worry. Everything is fine. We're taking such good care of you. You don't even need any help breathing. Your breathing is just perfect. Though sometimes your heart rate seems to speed up just a little bit. Especially when I get close and whisper in your ear like this. I think you like it when I do that. Well, let me just brush your hair a little bit with my fingers, straighten it out for you. There. Nice deep breaths for me. Don't worry if you get a little bit excited. That's to be expected. And it lets me know that underneath that sleeping body, you're wide awake in your head. Just unable to move. Unable to speak. That means I can do whatever I want with you, doesn't it? There's nothing you can do about it. Let me just take your fingertips right here, rubbing my hand against yours. You can feel my long fingernails, my slender fingers. I bet you wonder. Who I am? Did I just come wandering in? Am I your night nurse? Am I? Well, you don't know. Let me take your fingertips and pull them right up here to my coat. You feel that embroidery under your fingertips? Yeah. I'm one of your doctors, not some bedpan changer. You have my very special and personal attention.
You have no choice.
Yes, I see you can smell my perfume. Yes, I think it smells quite lovely too. I've always hated the smell of hospitals. I prefer something more seductive. It's a perfume of my own design. It incorporates pheromones, which is why I've got your undivided attention right now. Oh my, if I just slide your hand down my jacket. You can feel the curve of my breast under the lab coat. Yes. And as I slide your fingers down my jacket, you can feel the curve of my breast underneath my lab coat. I can see from your heart rate that you can feel it. See, there's a medical reason for everything I'm doing. silly. This way I can judge just how conscious you are. We want you in a twilight state, unable to move, unable to speak, so that you don't hurt yourself, but fully conscious, so that we don't have to stick any tubes in you. Yeah, we wouldn't want to have to do that. And rather than poke you with needles, which you don't remember, but you told me how much you don't like them, I came up with other protocols that work just as well. So while you can't stop anything that I'm doing, before you went deeply asleep, you did agree to all of it, that I could do whatever I wanted, whatever was medically necessary. Unfortunately, it seems that my perfume has you quite aroused. A little too aroused, actually. You've had an erection now for several hours. And unfortunately, unless we resolve this problem, there could be some permanent damage. Don't worry, though. We're well within safety ranges right now. And I know you're still awake in there, unable to move, unable to speak. Just so asleep. Sleep. And even if you could open your eyes, they're taped shut. Too heavy for you to open. You can't even flutter them. Shh. It's all right. Just relax. I'm just putting on some gloves. Some latex gloves. And let me warm up this KY in my hand. You see, we have to take care of your erection. Otherwise, the blood damages from being erect too long. And then, well, circulation issues can occur, and you don't need to know all the medical details, do you? I see your heart rate speeding up. I wonder if it's anticipation for what I'm going to do, or if you're nervous and worried. Don't be. I told you we're well within safety limits, and I guarantee you that I'm going to take care of this problem. Just relax. You can't do anything else. And I'm going to pull down your blanket now. And pull up your hospital gown. There you are. You see, we didn't have any underwear on you. That's because we want easy access. And while the rest of you can't move, it certainly seems that this part of you is having no problems sticking straight up. The front of your hospital gown is all wet. My goodness. Now the KY is nice and warm in my hand. I'm just going to grasp you firmly. Just stay relaxed. There we go. Let me just rub this lotion all over you. There we go. Get you all gelled up. Nice and slick. You can't tell me if there's any friction, so I have to make sure you're very slippery. We wouldn't want you to get any burns or rub spots. No. Especially since I'm probably going to have to do this every 4 hours. So we have to make sure you stay in good shape. Now I'm just going to start milking you up and down, up and down, up and down. You see, the secret is to follow a very specific rhythm. Not going faster, not going slower, just over and over and over again. While I watch your heart rate, your respiration, that's it, you're doing so well. Just relax. Your heart is really pumping. I can feel how much harder you're getting. I bet right now that tension is just building exponentially between your legs. Shh, that's it. Very good. Stay relaxed. I've got you. There's nothing you can do. You can't stop it. It's just going to happen. It's just going to happen. Because I'm going to make it happen. And every 4 hours, for as long as you're here. And the anticipation is going to drive you crazy. Why not 20 minutes after I leave here? You'll be making another tent under your covers. But I'm not going to respond to the page for hours and hours while you lay there, trapped, asleep, utterly at my mercy. And I'm just going to go up and down, up and down, up and down, my little fingers rubbing against the underside, hitting that little spot. Yes, right there. Right there. I can easily find that spot because it causes such a spike in your brain activity. I can practically read your mind from those electrical pulses. Oh my, how you love being milked like this. Firmly. Each stroke pulling more from you. And you can't push back. You can't beg for more. You just have to accept what's happening to you. It's not your choice. You have no choice but to submit and to be forced to ejaculate for me. It's just going to come spurting out of you. There's nothing you can do. I see you, and so do all of the other nurses. Because you're in the ICU where we can watch you. And they all love watching a show like this. Seeing you laid out, helpless, asleep. Your cock tormented. Aching for release. I think all of them are looking forward to teasing you in the next few days. And right now, behind the glass where they're watching you, it's the night shift. No one's here. We're all alone. And I don't mind telling you that they're playing with themselves, rubbing their wet pussies while I milk you. Oh yes, they love seeing you helpless like this. It's just too exciting. Knowing how much we'll get to tease you, touch you, play with you. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Yes, you see the diameter of his penis is getting larger. This means that ejaculation is imminent. However, if we press here down at the base of the penis, we can delay ejaculation and continue stimulation of the upper glands. Right here under the head of the penis is where the patient is most sensitive. Notice the spike in his respiration and brain activity. However, all of his muscles are completely slack. That's because the patient is under a heavy sedative of barbiturates, which prevents him from moving or speaking while not suppressing respiration. However, it's very important to watch oxygen levels, especially when breathing gets rapid like this. Oh yes, so sensitive. Notice now how the mushroom head is expanding. How the precum is practically running in rivulets down the length of the shaft. At this time, it's important to squeeze just a little tighter as we milk firmly and repeatedly, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Oh yes. Notice how the heart rate is increasing a little bit more. This is completely normal. Nothing to worry about. Though we do have to remember to disconnect the cardiac monitors. Otherwise, the monitors mistake this for a cardiac event. But as you can see, it's not. It's completely normal and natural during masturbation and penile stimulation. Now, the patient is almost ready to ejaculate. It's very important that we collect all of the semen for medical purposes, of course. I have the sample tube right here, pressed against the tip firmly, while still massaging the entire length of the penis firmly, rhythmically. Up, down, up, down, up, down. See how it gets stiffer and sticks straight out just before ejaculation. Oh yes, you're going to come any second now. Just relax, it's inevitable. There's nothing you can do. I'm going to take what I want from you. I'm going to make you come. Right now. There you go. As you can see, the patient is starting to ejaculate. It's very important you keep firmly massaging the penis, even while it twitches and spurts, to get out every last drop. Ejaculation while the patient is comatose can last up to several minutes, so it's best to be prepared to fully milk the entire length of the penis until there is literally nothing remaining. At that point, the patient is completely milked, but it's important to keep stroking, keep stroking, keep stroking until they just can't. Until their heart rate hits that dangerous level. Are those tears in the corner of your eyes? Oh, it's so sensitive. But there's nothing you can do. I'm going to take every last drop. Every last drop. Squeezing your balls dry. That's it. There you go. Such a good boy. There, as you can see, we've example here.
Just relax.
Sleep, you did so well. I'll send one of the nurses in to wipe you up in a few minutes. Of course, I'll be back in a few hours to take care of you again. And again. And again. Sleep well.